Today we have a very interesting passage from John chapter 7, and that is when the temple guards were sent to arrest the Lord, but they were arrested by him, by his speech. They went to try to capture the Lord, but they were captivated by the Lord. So we see this really interesting passage where the crowd really doesn't know who Jesus was. Some of them figured he was the prophet, maybe Elijah come back, or maybe the prophet that Moses talked about in Deuteronomy that would come. Others said he was the Christ. The Christ means the anointed one, the Messiah. See, the word Messiah, when translated, becomes the Christ, which means the anointed one. So we as Christians are followers of Christ, the anointed one. That's why we're, the word christening comes from that. When we're christened, or the word chrism oil comes from that, the anointing oil. So as Christians, we are anointed. We're anointed in our baptism with the sacred oil of chrism on the crown of our head. We're anointed with chrism at our confirmation. So we are Christians. We follow the anointed one, our Lord Jesus Christ. So the crowd was divided. Some of the crowd said he was a prophet. Some of the crowd said he is the Christ, the anointed one, the Messiah. But then others said it can't be the Christ because the Messiah will not come from Galilee, will he? It says. And so these scholars, the scribes, the Pharisees said, does not Scripture say that the Christ, the Anointed One, will be of David's family and that he'll come from Bethlehem? See, the prophet Micah said that the Messiah would come from Bethlehem. It was always the tradition. He had to be of the line of David. And so it says there was a division occurred in the crowd because of this. And some people wanted him arrested. So the big question was, what was Jesus' origin? Where was he born? Of course, his origin is divine. He is the Son of God. He's from all eternity existed as the Son of God. That was his true origin. But he was born in time. And Jesus fulfilled all the prophecies. Little did they realize, if they had done a little bit more research, that Jesus was of the family of David. Joseph, his foster father, was of the line of David. Jesus was born in Bethlehem. See, he fulfilled all of these prophecies. Yes, his mother was from Nazareth. Joseph was from Nazareth. But if they did some research, they would have found that at the time of the census, Mary and Joseph had to register in the city of David because Joseph was of the line of David. And that's where Christ was born, in Bethlehem. He did fulfill the prophecies. But then, as you know, because of King Herod, they had to go to Egypt for a number of years. Then after Egypt, they went back to Nazareth. And even that fulfills a scripture passage, he shall be called a Nazarene. But these scribes and Pharisees knew, obviously, some of their religion, but they weren't willing to really delve into the life of Christ deep enough to know that he was born in Bethlehem, that he was of the line of David, even though he was raised in Nazareth. So he was not from Galilee originally. He was actually born in Bethlehem. So it says the chief priests and Pharisees wanted to arrest him. And so they sent the temple guard. The temple guard were the ones who would be in Jerusalem, especially on the feast days, to keep the crowds under control. So these were not Roman guards. These were Jewish. These were temple guards that sort of belonged to the scribes and Pharisees. And they would do different jobs for them. And so they sent the temple guard to arrest the Lord. But they were listening to Jesus. They were so captivated by the Lord. They could not arrest him. And So they went back to the scribes and Pharisees and says, "Why haven't you arrested him?" And they answered, "No one ever spoke like this man." And the Pharisees are so obnoxious and so arrogant, they say, "Are you being deceived as well?" Notice that none of the Pharisees, none of the authorities believe in this man. Only this crowd, which knows nothing of the law, and they are cursed. Look at this pride, this arrogance in the scribes and Pharisees, thinking that they were better than anyone because they knew their religion, supposedly. And yet, the crowd, they considered the unwashed masses. They considered this crowd ignorant and being led astray. And yet, Jesus says, you know, "I revealed myself to the childlike, to the little ones. These proud and arrogant do not accept me, but the humble of heart, the poor, the childlike accept the message." Well, Jesus does have one friend among the scribes and Pharisees. It says Nicodemus. Nicodemus, who had come to Jesus by night, a secret follower of Jesus for fear of the other Sanhedrin members and the Sadducees and the Pharisees, speaks up for Jesus and says, "Don't forget that our law says that we cannot condemn a man before hearing his case." And of course, they turn on him and say, "Are you from Galilee as well? Notice that no prophet will come from Galilee." So Nicodemus did try to defend the Lord. He was certainly a good man. He's never been canonized by the church because he was never formally or externally a real disciple of Christ like the 12 apostles. But he did help the Blessed Mother and Saint Joseph and Joseph of Arimathea with the burial of Jesus. Remember, Nicodemus came to take down the body of Jesus and place him in Joseph of Arimathea's tomb. So he was, again, a very good man, but he was never been canonized because he was always afraid to really follow Christ totally. He tried to help Jesus and defend him, but he was never really willing to lay down his life for Christ. So again, what we see here is this very powerful episode in the life of the Lord. The Pharisees and Sadducees are plotting for the Lord's death, but even the temple guards who were sent to arrest him could not arrest him because it was not yet the Lord's time. And they were so captivated by the Lord that he arrested their hearts and planted God's word within their hearts.